Hello, everybody. This is our Excusa podcast. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are. Welcome to the show, Artificial Intelligence and Product Strategy Podcast. My name is our Excusa. I've been working as an AI consultant, architecture, AI architecture solution designer, and AI trainer for the last 9 years. I record this podcast because I believe that the modern boss, modern CEO, modern CIO, modern C-level member needs to embrace artificial intelligence in every corner or her or his business just to unlock a lot of time that employees can spend on more lucrative, more creative tasks. So if you want to be a modern AI thinking C-level executive, this is the place to be. Welcome in the podcast. And I would love to share that anytime you want to hit the written form of my text and blog post, you can go to rxcusa.com. Here today, I would love to talk about a very interesting message, defining success metrics for AI projects. That's something that it's always with me since working as a consultant, trainer, solution architect. I'm always working with the KPI at the end of my work. So down the road, I need to be sure that I'm changing metrics or more aggregates like KPIs with and for my customers. So today I want to tell you about this. I'll discuss common challenges organizations face in this area and provide practical guidance on, I would say, aligning AI metrics with overall business objectives. Also, we will learn today how to identify key performance indicators, incorporate both quantitative and qualitative measures. So AI projects can be very complex. It's because we have platforms like Bedrock coming from Jeff Bezos' company, or we have Vertex AI coming from Google or any other platform that you can imagine. Maybe Databricks, maybe Snowflake, maybe something else. Maybe you use LM Studio for your personal work. So this AI world became complex and the outcomes can be very difficult to quantify. Without clear success metrics in place, I wouldn't exist, because why hire a consultant that cannot prove that the change is solid? So it becomes nearly impossible to assess the true value and impact on all initiative unless you start with that from the very early in your project. But poorly defined or misaligned metrics can lead to false conclusions. So, wasted resources or missed opportunities. Imagine you are working for an e-commerce company. By the way, there is a case on my website, rxcusa.com, with vision and visual search. Let's say you work on that and then you change like average basket card size. Is that something you want to change? Or you are about to bring a smoother process, which means time to purchase should be changed, not the average card size. That kind of hesitation needs to be removed from the equation if we want to make sure that AI implementation is KPIs metrics driven. So establishing well-defined success metrics from the outset is crucial for several reasons. First one, you want to align AI efforts with the strategic business goals. For instance, one of my customers wants to reskill its people so they will be more AI aligned, AI capable. But the metric really was to deliver a project on time and increasing the POC to real scaled project conversion ratio. So make sure that the alignment is there. Second, setting realistic expectations and benchmarks. If we want to use generative AI for talking to the machine, so for instance, if you are a manufacturing company and the error codes, which is kicked out by the specific robot or the machine, needs to be taken by Gen AI and then translated to something that average person can understand in a company, make sure that we have a benchmark against that, because that translation need to happen within probably less than 2 seconds. If the latency will be 10 seconds, it's easier to get the code and quickly recognize them even by scanning PDF file instead of automation, because 10 seconds, it's too long. So we need to make sure we have benchmarks. The third reason is enabling data-driven decision-making and course corrections. So if you want to make sure that it's a metric that you are actually taking care of, then enabling that to be data-driven. And I like here something that I've learned recently in the Inatec conference here in Texas. It calls observability, which means that if you have a pipe that is like carrying a water through and you put sensor into that pipe, you can observe what is going inside the pipe. That analogy works perfectly with this point. Enabling data-driven decisions require data flow from a sensor. It can be a data point. It doesn't have to be physical sensor, but it needs to be data-driven. Fourth reason is measuring return of investment and justifying resource allocation. And the fifth one is fostering accountability and continuous improvement. So a common challenges, despite its importance, defining success metrics for AI projects can be challenging. Here is I squeeze out like 5 different challenges that we need to consider, and I will quickly elaborate what we can do with it. So make sure that actually KPIs metrics can be in place. So a first challenge is complexity and uncertainty of AI technologies. This is something that I would say can be removed if we understand the technology properly. And I'll give you an idea. When you use a Vertex AI platform from Google, when you type a prompt and you want to ask a multi-model or model something, that Vertex gives you a number of tokens you are using in a real time. That means that this removes uncertainty at the very beginning of the process. So if you deal with a complex system, like for instance, manufacturing process, make sure that the things you're getting, like metrics, error codes, everything, it's explainable. Because otherwise it becomes complex and the result will be difficult to calculate. As Google Vertex AI gives you a number of characters / tokens you use for an input, it also predicts the price of the output. So that means that at the beginning, at the end, you are very certain what's going on and you know how long should be your prompt. The same with manufacturing. If you know the error codes book, for instance, and you can easily match them out and explain them, that means that the output will be probably explainable too. The second challenge is difficulties in quantifying intangible benefits. For instance, customer satisfaction, brand value, or customer increase, time to solution. That kind of metrics should be very, very well explained and connected to the work you do. Let me give an example. One of the customers I've been working with asked for voice recognition. So when the customers makes a phone call and they are start talking about specific service, so that call can be translated to text. And after the call, the service can be recognized very quickly and additional information can be sent to a customer or a potential customer automatically as well. That requires a question, why to do that? Well, it needs to be done because the complex the service is requires a lot of conversation on the phone, and the language barriers, the communication barriers may get difficult for a customer to understand, which increase the sales revenue level. So to follow up a customer's with a recognition of its conversation with the agent, and automatically tied up resources to that conversation, it's actually something that increase the retention, acquisition, and activation in the sales pipeline. So make sure that you can actually translate your effort to the specific metrics. The third challenge is lack of historical data or benchmarks for comparison. This is something can be removed or not. If you are implementing generative AI in a, let me give you another example, in the food processing industry, so the case of benchmark will be probably difficult to find because other competitors are not sharing their data. But it doesn't stop us from like searching an internet or case studies or buying access to paid services that can give you and benchmarks, even if they are not bullseye precise, but still can give you an access to the information you have. So a lack of historical data on benchmarks for comparison cannot be an excuse from looking for something you can compare your efforts to. So for instance, if you implement the AI assistant in terms of bot or conversational interface or omni-channel analysis interface, make sure that if you are using, for instance, time to solution, you can benchmark against somebody. And here you can find, like, for instance, Intercom company reports or Nielsen or Gartner reports that can give you an understanding of that benchmarks. Fourth challenge is conflicting priorities and the stakeholder expectations. That's something what is very connected with organizational chart of your customers. And sometimes one department is fighting for something that the other department doesn't want. So for instance, waste removal in the supply chain. Imagine a tire manufacturer that is supplying tires for the car manufacturer. So car manufacturing is pushing the tire manufacturing to give you a data back, but tire manufacturer doesn't want to do that because that's extra effort. That's conflicting interest in the supply chain mechanics. But at the same time, if they could do that, I mean, tire manufacturers, the whole chain would be processing higher data level standards. And the last one is rapidly evolving AI landscape and shifting goalposts, which sometimes give you an idea. The last example from a month old is benchmark of AI models. Gemini used to be the best, or at least equal to GPT. Now Claude from Anthropic company is the best one with Gemini and GPT behind that. So that's shifting a lot, and we need to consider that changes on the technology AI model size will influence our metrics. So we always have to be on the lookout. So aligning AI metric with business objective to make sure that the AI project deliver meaningful value, their success metrics must be closely aligned with the organizational overall business objectives. For instance, I'll give you an idea. If we promise our customers to have an oil change within 24 hours, and that's a company mission, then we need to make sure that if Gen AI is stepping into the process, that commitment can be delivered, even in despite of hallucinations. Because as we know, AI models hallucinate, and probably we need to have the fact check or at least double eye check in the process. That cannot slow the overall KPIs of the business, which in this case is 24 hours oil change in the truck, cars, industry, heavy trucks. This requires a thorough understanding of the company's strategic priorities, key performance indicators, and desired outcomes. Another example is one of my customer technology company that actually wants to have a high above 75% NPS score, net promoted score. But the problem is that carrying out a lot of conversations on different platforms like Slack, Google, Microsoft Teams, and others make it hard to compare the quality of the service against each customer. That can actually provide a lot of friction, build a lot of friction in metrics construction. So we need to make sure that the data is standardized across the all channels. So that obviously is a generative AI work because we can summarize the conversation, doesn't matter which platform. But integrating that platforms with AI models will be an API challenge. So that's what is important here. If a company's primary goal is to reduce customer support costs, for instance, the success metrics for an AI chatbot project might include, for instance, deflection rate, which is a percentage of inquiries resolved without human intervention. That's a very critical metric. One of the examples that it's aligned with the company mission makes a perfect metric for any AI implementation that AI bot or AI assistant is involved. Another one is average handling time. It's AHT for remaining human assistance in queries or customer satisfaction scores for chatbot interactions. Those three are only examples of how to align a specific metric with the company and what that metric should be. On the other hand, if the goal is to drive revenue through personalized product recommendation, different mission, different strategic goal of the company, the relevant metrics will be slightly different. That could be a conversion rate for AI recommended products, average order value for AI influenced transactions, or customer lifetime value of AI targeted segments. In this case, we are focusing on personalized product recommendations, and that personalized product recommendations can be measured completely differently. Identifying key performance indicators, how it can be done? Well, once the overall objectives are clear and the challenges and obstacles are removed, that's what I mentioned before, the next step is to identify specific measurable metrics that will serve as proxies for success. Effective KPIs should be, first, relevant, directly tied to the desired outcomes and business objectives, and average order value for AI-influenced transactions that I mentioned before, it's a perfect example. Measurable, basically, and trackable over time. That's something that is very clear. So for instance, deflection rate is that kind of the metric. Achievable, realistic, and within the control of the project team, and time-bound, evaluated at predetermined intervals, for instance, monthly, quarterly, depends on the business type. Also, seasonality makes a lot of here. For the car rental industry, for instance, or farm and agriculture industry, that seasonality plays a lot and of the role in the process of building KPI and metrics for AI. So examples for a common AI projects KPI that can be done here is, from the AI perspective, is accuracy, precision of predictions or classifications. That's very classical one. Processing speed. This is very important because imagine that you are in a predictive maintenance industry and you want to predict the failure of the machine in the pharmacy business. So you don't want to stop the machines because you will start wasting millions, if not billions of dollars per week because your pharmacist cannot offer the specific medicines. So the processing speed of the data is critical here. That's why I gave you an example of manufacturing process. If that's manufacturing codes, error codes should be processed with GenAI, the latency needs to be very, very low to give a business an advantage over the traditional machine to maintenance team schema. The next one is AI model performance, which we use, like, for instance, F1 score. Cost saving or revenue generation, that's a very critical one. Because if this AI project needs to change them something, move the needle, that needs to change something. And one of my customers, for instance, when we are redesigning a product portfolio, we've done that for better margin construction, better margin structure. And user adoption and engagement metrics. Here the simple way to attach that is to acquisition, activation of users, retention, revenue, and referrals, which actually stand for what Dave McClure discovered many, many years ago in Silicon Valley at the sales funnel measuring process. If you have those common AI projects KPI explained in a relevant, measurable, achievable, time-bound way and tie them up to the company strategy, you can actually measure a lot. And that's how you become AI-driven company with quantifying approach. While quantitative metrics are essential for tracking progress and measuring impact, qualitative measures can provide valuable context and insight. A well-rounded approach should incorporate both types of metrics. Quantitative metrics, like I mentioned, accuracy, cost saving, conversion rates, offer objective numerical data points for comparison and analysis. but qualitative metrics like user feedback, unstructured, case studies quality, observational data like watching people working in a return department or customer service department and making notes about their work, can capture very nuanced experiences, perceptions, and unintended consequences that they may overlook by purely numerical measures. Potential qualitative metrics that I'm suggesting to build is like user satisfaction surveys and feedback with open questions, because if we have closed questions, obviously we can easily translate that to numbers. But open questions built at unstructured text, which can be then processed with generative AI or machine learning or pattern recognition, but still quantitative data. Experts evaluation and audits, that's another important metrics, not metrics that are indicators coming from that analysis, but also usability studies and user experience observations and ethnographic research and observational data. Those combined with a quantitative metrics can bring a lot of value or foundations for making insight and improving business bottom line. To measure the true impact of AI initiative, it's essential to establish clear baseline from comparison. This baseline should reflect the pre-AI state or the current performance of existing systems or processes. Once baselines are established, then success metrics should be constantly tracked and evaluated at predetermined intervals, as I mentioned before, considering seasonality, for instance. This allows for ongoing monitoring of progress, identification of trends and patterns, and data-driven decision-making. So what kind of technique we can use here? For sure, we need dashboarding and reporting tools. I love to compare that to your gauge cluster in your car. The things you see on your car dashboard are carefully picked up, because while you're driving, your distraction and time attention span needs to be somewhere else than on the gauge cluster. So here we have the same, and I like that comparison, that if we want to build a dashboard, it needs to be something like we have in a car. Then automated data collection and integration. That's what we need also for tracking AI project. It's hard to talk about this because it's a whole new topic, but definitely each part of the business that is actually creating value and contribute to the metric needs to be integrated and automatically connected so the data can flow smoothly to the engine of AI or any analytics engine. Regular progress reviews and retrospectives that require on the organizational side, and continuous monitoring and alerting system. So basically flagging the content, predicting that something happened. So as an AI project mature and evolve, the association metrics may need to be revisited and adapted. That could be actually due to changing business priorities or expanded scope or a necessity for pivoting or the changes of the technology. That's what I said. The clearest example, the best example here is if we set up our business on Gemini and now the Claude is better, should we switch to Claude, which basically requires investment, or study the roadmap of Gemini Google development and wait for the change and upgrade? That's the question we need to ask. And that questions are actually triggered by the metric we follow. Here, I would love to give you an example of couple metrics that I've been actually extracting for you from my project. So those are real metrics that you can actually use for measuring your business case efficiency or implementation in a sales bot, sales AI assistant example. One of them is, for instance, improving time to resolution. Basically, unlocking 24/7 support is something very critical, but that 24/7 support we open to make a time to resolution shorter or to make the first contact resolution better. Another example is we want to increase strategically better customer experience. In AI assistance world, that means that we want to, for instance, change customer satisfaction metric, or we want to change TTR again, time to resolution, or we want to influence also and the first contact resolution, but that will influence also cost of the support organization. If we want to change something like, hey, we want to have fewer manual tasks for our customer experience team, that's great. But what that means in the metrics? For sure, we want to change customer satisfaction. We want to change customer effort score. And for sure, we want to change TTR, which is time to resolution. So that's what the examples of aligning strategic change to specific metric looks like. Thank you for listening to this episode on defining success metrics for AI project. I covered the importance of establishing a clear, aligned, and measurable metrics from the outset, as well as strategies for incorporating both quantitative and qualitative metrics. Remember, please, success metrics are not static. They should evolve alongside your AI initiatives to ensure continued relevance and alignment with your organization's goal. So don't forget to subscribe to my podcast if you like it. If you see a space for improvement, shoot me an email to contact@rxcusa.com. Also visit rxcusa.com for more written text about this kind of topics. Have a great day. Thank you so much and bye-bye.